I think the other thing is there going to be a role for fulvestrant or Faslodex in the future for these patients with HER2-positive, ER-positive tumors? Because Slamon, the sort of the father of trastuzumab, has been interested in that, thinking that the different mechanism there with the fulvestrant maybe in these tumors is going to be more useful.
So fulvestrant, which ablates the estrogen receptor, so the injectable that actually it is a different mechanism on what it affects. And I've been impressed with Slamon and Pegram's data in that regard that I've used that in the clinic. In the metastatic setting, that's what we're doing nowadays. And we actually have randomized trials now that are looking at the relative benefits of giving fulvestrant and the aromatase inhibitors with bevacizumab and with trastuzumab. And I think those are important trials to do. I mean, we
It's
need to
going to be
find out
interesting.
if fulvestrant has an incremental advantage and if there's a population of patients that it's superior in.
Yeah, I wonder too, we kind of haven't talked too much about combining hormonal therapy. We combine biologics, and in the next HER2 positive trials, they're going to probably, and one of them is going to add in bevacizumab, anti-VEGF agent. The other one's going to look at lapatinib, another biologic agent. So the issue of what about combined hormone therapy? We sort of haven't really seen, other than using maybe ovarian ablation and suppression plus treatment, we haven't done that too much, but yet there are trials out there looking at combining an AI and fulvestrant. It kind of makes sense. You're hitting it from two different ways.
No, I think it's very worthwhile. And again, that, has been through time the single biggest improvement you can make in adjuvant therapy. So whatever you can do to fine-tune that therapy and make it better certainly makes sense. And we're taking a step in that direction with HER2 therapy with the very large ALTO trial. So we'll
Right.
see trastuzumab and lapatinib, but also the combination and the sequence being explored. So the idea of doubling up with different mechanisms, an antibody and a small molecule taken intracellularly, and it makes sense to look at an estrogen ablating agent and aromatase inhibitors. They really are doing different things.
We're hearing that all these tumors. Renal cell, the term I've heard is vertical targeting of a receptor. You hit it at different levels, outside the cell, inside the cell. So hormone therapy is kind of, I guess, the first biologic therapy, and so vertical targeting. And again, one example would be the premenopausal patient, where some people use ovarian suppression or take out the ovaries and then add either tamoxifen or an AI. There are trials looking at that. Is that something you ever do off study?
There is. The trial's looking at that approach, and I do that off study, and I did it 2 weeks ago, and I'm doing it the first week of January. And what I mean by that is just about 8 weeks from now, I have a very young woman who's 41 years old, and we've just talked about the fact that she doesn't want to take an injection of an LHRH. She doesn't want to take a hormone blocker injection every 3 months for the next 7 or 8 or 9 years whenever
doesn't
she
want
goes
any
into
more
the
kids?
menopause.
She want more kids or
No,
kids?
she doesn't want more kids.
Does she
And
have children already?
she has children already. She has two children, and the youngest one's five. And we've decided she needs the maximum ovarian suppression. And she had a very strong ER-positive tumor. And so the route's going to be she has actually taken a few months of the LHRH. She's getting through the holidays. And she's scheduled her
Interesting.
oophorectomy laparoscopically, and that's her choice. And,
And then
those
she's
are
going to
hard
get something
trials
in
to do,
addition
but.
to that?
And she'll get an aromatase
She can
inhibitor.
give her an AI. Interesting. Because we should say that this is certainly not standard therapy. A lot of people think you shouldn't do this. But we did this survey of oncologists about what would you do if you had colon cancer. I'd like to do the same thing in breast cancer and say, suppose you were 41 years old, strongly ER positive tumor. You didn't want to have any more kids. Would you want to have a lap? Try it out, see how you feel, if you're miserable or
Right.
not too miserable. Get your ovaries taken out laparoscopically. I mean, it doesn't get done much. A lot of the researchers say you should never do it. But if it's me, I'm thinking about taking my ovaries out.
And I agree. And I think that it's one of those cases you take home and bounce off the wife. But,
Really?
I
Bounce off
think,
the wife?
yes, I did. And,
That's
the
interesting.
issue of the injection, and you're right, I approach it just like you said. I don't rush into it. I want women to feel what it's like for a few months
Yeah.
taking the injection.
No. Do you see women who are super miserable?
Yes.